fam, happy Monday and welcome to episode 132 of the Dialed Health Podcast. My name is Derek Teal. I'm the owner and head coach here at dialedhealth.com. And today I'm going to be giving you my top advice for balancing work, training, and family. Because apparently a lot of people think that I have this figured out. And I'm not going to pretend to you for one second or act like I do have this figured out, but I do have a very clear tip that you guys can implement that has made a huge impact on my life, especially devoting time that I need to the things that matter the most. And we're going to get into that specific tip, but I have to ask you to please subscribe to the podcast if you have not done so already. Share this episode with a friend it can impact, and make sure you leave a 5-star rating and review on the Apple Podcast app because it really helps show the popularity of the podcast. Now, one more announcement before we get into it. The Gravel program is live. You can now use the Gravel program on the Dialed Health app or dialedhealth.com. It's a 3-month program using minimal equipment to meet the demands of gravel cycling. Now, when I say minimal equipment, I'm talking about a few pairs of dumbbells, bands, bench, and a pull-up bar. That's it. So you could do it from home if you have those tools available, or you can do it at a gym, whatever you prefer. And the biggest difference between this program and others that we have on the website is that it's more focused at the endurance discipline of cycling. Obviously, gravel, major endurance discipline, high tempo, low sweet spot, some short bursts here and there. But the thing about gravel that's unique to some of these other sports is how much impact and abuse you actually take over the course of a gravel event or a gravel race. And I experienced this firsthand at BWR. After doing that race, my first thought was, oh my gosh, we need to make these athletes durable. So if durability is a high priority for you, maybe you're someone who just wants to be a little bit more robust on the bike in general, maybe you're a multidiscipline athlete, those could all be great reasons to check out this program. And it also integrates really well into a mid to high volume riding plan if you're doing that also. So go and check out the Gravel program. It is now live. So I mentioned people assume I have this figured out, and that's because I get a lot of DMs about this, like a surprising amount. I probably get this question more frequently than any other question because people see me riding my bike, they see me with my family, they see me obviously working a lot, and a lot of it's integrated, which I got to just point out right away. Everything I do really on the bike and with work kind of supports one another, but I've also made sure that even the time I spend with family supports the business as well. And that sounds like a little bit twisted because family is more important than the business. Like I have a clear line drawn in the sand there, but I know that, you know, every once in a while, if I pull my phone out and grab a really cute clip of my kids, it just helps me relate with the Dialed fam more and it builds value that way. People know that I'm a real person, that they know I got to buy shoes for little Cruzy Boo Boo and Rim Dog. Okay. So, and Otto needs some new dinosaurs. So even what I'm doing right now, I'm talking about the kids. It's cute. Everyone's smiling who's listening. How could you not smile when you're hearing about this little kid who thinks he's a Pooposaurus Rex? And when you ask him what a Pooposaurus Rex noise is, he goes, rah! I mean, it's hilarious. So even those moments are great when they're captured at a very small amount, inserted back into the business. And, you know, I'm very open about my faith. I show myself in church, you know, almost every single weekend. And then there's kind of the random stuff that I do infrequently. Like I just went to a wedding. And again, those are those kind of nights away where they don't happen often, but they are out there. So people see these things and they're like, Derek, like, how do you balance all this stuff? And here's the real secret. You ready for this? What you see with me is what you get. It is all I do. And I am not exaggerating. With the exception of those random nights out that we all have, you know, the dinner, the wedding, the this or that, riding bikes, working on Dialed Health, and spending time with my family is all I do. Like full stop. I'm not exaggerating. I'm not embellishing. Whatever, what is it, a synonym that you look up in the thesaurus, the dictionary? What would you even use for that? But insert it right here because it is all I do. When I talk to cyclists who also play golf or something like that, or they're a season pass holder at their ski resort, well, I guess I'm speaking locally because we have year-round cycling, but when I hear about people doing multiple sports even, it blows my mind because I'm like, when do you do that? And I'm bringing this up because I'm coming from a perspective of someone who really values their time, who is time crunched and also loves all these other sports. I grew up doing every board sports. I was a season pass holder at my local mountain, North Star. I grew up playing paintball, going to the skate park, going surfing occasionally, doing random camping trips. Like I did like all the cool things. And I still get to do cool things occasionally. But again, it's got to be a shared experience with someone who is going to benefit my family or benefit the business or something like that. Do you know what I mean? It has got to tie back into the business at some point to justify it, in my opinion. And what I'm pointing at here is that I'm very clear on what my goals are. And without the goal, you're not going to have any type of direction to what you can say yes or no to. Because when I get an invite to go river rafting, that sounds super fun, but I have to say no because it does not do anything for my ultimate goals, which is build the business, spend time with my family, train on my own bike. When someone says, you can come ride moto with me, and I have friends who are professional like motocross racers who offer this kind of stuff. And again, it's really cool. It sounds fun, but I just can't do it. I cannot justify the time with where I'm at in trying to grow my business and my young family. And again, I'm speaking from sort of an extreme time crunched perspective. Some people really do have more time to go and do those things. And there's nothing wrong with that. I want to put that out there. You know, you don't have to be grind mode 24/7, but I know where I'm at in my life right now is this short window where my kids are young. It's extremely chaotic at home. I am building a business right now that has more demand than I personally can keep up with, but I also can't really afford the team that requires with it. So I'm trying to, that requires to support it. So I'm trying to bridge that gap right now. And it just requires everything of you. And I'm also trying to maintain, you know, a fitness level that's allowed me to go and double Everest and be just shy of 5 watts per kilo. I still need to tick that one off the list and get like an official ramp test or something, but we're getting very, very close. And for me, it's like, how do I live out this lifestyle that we're talking about at Dialed Health, which is essentially prioritizing your health, your family, and your work? Like it is taking everything in me to try and live the product and lead from the front. And so that's just where I'm at with my life. I've put a high expectation on it. I've put everything on camera, on blast. There's a ton of accountability. So I have to be legit and I have to step up and rise to the occasion. So if someone calls you and says, hey, I just got 2 stand-up jet skis somehow, and we're going to go ride them all day at this lake. Do you want to go? And you have time for it? Go for it. If you call me with that offer, it's for sure going to be a no. And it's a bummer saying this stuff so publicly because I don't want to limit myself from certain opportunities, but it just is because I'm so focused on the real goal and the real mission, which is build Dialed Health and, you know, give the rest of the time to my family that I can. And so one thing I've learned over the years, just being motivated to build up the business in particular, to have a work ethic. Like you get to that point where you all of a sudden feel like, you know, there's not enough time in the day. Like you're that person. You realize that finding balance is really more about subtraction than addition. And so, you know, there's a point where as much as you want to not admit it to yourself, because I've been this guy, and say that your plate is full, I cannot handle any more than I'm doing currently, you have to take that in at some point. There's a point where no more food is going to fit on the plate. You're going to have to push something off, or you're going to have to start stack it. And now things blend together. It doesn't taste as good. You know what I mean? The quality comes down, I guess, is what I'm starting to point at. So there's some fat that you're going to have to trim there. And maybe that's a pun intended. Maybe, I don't know. This whole metaphor is actually getting confusing to me too. But what I'm saying is you have to be able to look at what you're doing and go, okay, I'm motivated enough to fill my own plate, but how efficient are the things on my plate? How efficient am I being with those time blocks that I'm putting out there? Also, is this thing that I'm putting time into right now and filling up my plate, is it even that important or relevant to me anymore? Because I'll tell you, that's one of the biggest things I'm shocked about, is honestly assessing what you need for, quote unquote, for one, personal time or free time. You know, when you're a parent with young kids, especially more than 2, that third one is a game changer. You know, you start to operate with such little time to yourself. You're actually surprised about how you can do it. It's kind of amazing, actually, how you can rise to the occasion. But for example, perspective, you know, 5 years ago, when Lish and I first got married, or it was 6 years ago, hopefully she's not listening to this, it was around that time period. So 2016, 7 years ago. Oh, my, dude, I don't even know. Anyways, we got married, and I remember at that time thinking that Saturday was my day to go and just ride my mountain bike all day. And it was the first time that I was on the hook to somewhat of a schedule like that, because, you know, Monday through Friday, I was working super hard on my training business throughout the week. Seriously, like going in at 5 a.m. for sessions, coming back in the afternoon, sometimes being there till 9:30. Again, not exaggerating. I was definitely grinding and kind of on this relentless schedule. You know, when Lish and I got married, I had 3 jobs also, by the way. I'm trying to build up my in-person training business. I'm working at this front desk. I'm shaking signs. I'm doing all sorts of stuff. I'm packing boxes for my mom in her interior design business. Long story short, I was going hard during the week, and I knew on the weekends it was my opportunity to go and ride and do whatever. And I was really used to traveling almost every weekend all summer going to races. And so for me to have not as many travel dates on the books already was kind of hard. And then when we get married, you know, we want to spend time together on the weekend. And she worked on Saturdays. So on that Saturday was my day to go and ride and do whatever I want. And I remember at that time, this is like, you know, because I'm bringing this story up because of perspective, but it felt difficult for me to be like, wow, I only have till 5 p.m. all day today. I only get one day a week. Oh, this is my only day to go ride all day. Like, oh my gosh, I'm so exhausted. I can't believe I only have this time to myself. Like, I want more. And it's insane because thinking back at that, like a whole day till 5 p.m. where you don't have to answer to anybody. And I said 5 p.m. because that's when she got off. And by the way, I would just go hang with my wife. We would go to dinner or something. But just the fact that I had this like defined parameter about, okay, you know, we want to spend this time together. It's a priority for me. I can't just go disappear for an entire weekend like I used to, because I would just drive up to Ashland. You know what I mean? Like I would just, and again, all of this is totally fine. This is how my life has changed. But that's the point where I was like, oh my gosh, like I don't have the time to myself that I want to anymore. And now I can't, you know, party the night before because I have to wake up early because I got to be home at this time. So all of a sudden these things start stacking up and you think, you know what? Is drinking till 2 p.m. or 2 p.m. Wow, that would be another level. But is drinking till 2 a.m. really important anymore? Because if I want to go get the ride I can get in, I have to leave early in the morning. And again, it's hilarious to even talk about it like this because it's so much time. Like it's just so much time that I currently do not have. And then you get to a point where you're like, oh my gosh, we just had a kid and now I can't even just bounce for the whole day because someone's on the hook. So instead of having till 5 p.m., maybe I only have till noon. Or something like that. And even crazy looking back at that is hilarious because it's like me getting a window till noon. It does happen. You know, I make the most of it too with the road riding, which we're going to get into in a second. But I realize like even that is pretty generous amount of time when you have these three young kids and, you know, your wife works, you have all these like layers to your life. So it's funny because that's when you have to start looking at what you're doing and being like, okay, what is actually supporting the overall goal? What can I eliminate? And I'm still using the same amount of time, but I'm basically putting a priority on the things that matter the most. So things like drinking late are out the window. And obviously this is going to be relative to you at the time. It's going to change and you're going to have to continue to adapt to these changes because when you level up, things are going to have to get cut out. That's just the way it is. It's new levels, new devils. It really is. And so you have to create a daily mission statement to remind yourself of basically what your North Star is. Like, how do you stay focused? Like, what is the real goal and objective? And this needs to be long-term. Again, you can update it over time, but I created a mission statement for me to do just that. So I read this mission statement every morning. It's on this notes I have saved in my phone. And the title of the note is called Focused on Longevity. And when I open it up, I have my daily mission statement for my personal goals. I have my business goals. And then I have a bunch of different affirmations and Bible verses. And I don't read them all. It's actually become a pretty long list, but I'll scroll through them. And I feel like, you know, once a day, there's something that catches my eye. And I'm like, that's the one I needed to see today. And now my morning routine, again, because of my level of responsibility at home and how chaotic it is with the twins, it has cut down drastically. Like I got to a point where I had somewhat of a complicated morning routine and it was great. Very by the book, you know, Gary Vee would be proud. All my self-help gurus would be very proud, but I just had to cut it down drastically. So for me, a quick skim of this just keeps my mind a little bit more focused before going into whatever work it is I need to do that day. So my daily mission statement that I read right now is this: I'm a Christian, husband, father, and friend. I guide people to become the best versions of themselves through improvements in exercise, overall health, and their cycling experience. I'm working to grow my business, network, and income for the well-being of my family and to fulfill God's purpose for me. I'm a cyclist who understands that riding keeps me rooted and happy. Beyond those things, I am not distracted. I'm focused on my goals, but in love with the journey. Every single time I read that, no matter how ingrained it is in my head, I mean, I could recite it for you by memory. It just reminds me of why I'm doing what I'm doing. So even when you're on a project that feels a little bit out there or you are questioning it, is this the right thing? You just bring it back to that being your North Star. It's like, does this help people become the best versions of themselves through improvements in exercise, overall health, and their cycling experience? Well, for a lot of what I do with Dialed Health, it's easy to check the box and be like, yeah, it does. And if something doesn't, that's when I'm like, maybe it's a no. You know, does this improve my faith? Does this improve my relationship with my wife, me as a father? Am I doing something for a close friend? Am I doing something for someone in need? Like, these are very important things where, again, if it just comes back to me getting a quick fix of happiness, I'm not going to say that's not worth it, period. But I'm pretty steady enough with my happiness level to where it's easy to say no to certain opportunities like that. And I think you should really ask yourself, it's like, okay, does this short-term me being happy affect anyone else in a positive way? Well, it definitely can. You know, I mean, like rides, for instance, can make you come home and be more relaxed. And I know for me, it's like getting my wiggles out. I'm a little bit more patient. I'm a little bit more happy, a little bit more, like probably a better husband, probably a better father. But again, that cycling, that activity supports other layers of my life. You know, I could get that feeling from skydiving, for instance. Like, I've gone skydiving. It's super fun. You get the adrenaline. But did that really help anything else with the business? I don't know. Maybe it got a couple clicks on content, but it's really pushing it. And for yourself, you ask yourself the same thing. It's like, okay, this is the feeling I want to get. This is what I want to achieve. Does it help support the other pillars of my life? And if you don't have a pretty quick answer to that, it's probably a no. Like, if you have to get so creative where you're like, well, you know, it made me happier for this meeting, which was in 2 hours later, and my demeanor was better. Like, I don't know, if you have to really stretch it, and trust me, I try to do this. I try and justify BS all the time. But here's the thing. You can't fake it. You guys have to cut the BS out of your life. And when the tighter your schedule gets, the more responsibilities you have, it's not about being like, oh, well, I just can't do that amount of work, or, oh, well, I just can't do that exercise. I can't work out. I can't track my food because it takes too long because I got too much. No, no, no. Don't focus on that thing that's going to help you. What's the BS that's holding you back? I mean, I just went through this recently with the alcohol leading up to the Everest ride. It was such a game changer for me because I felt like my lack of sleep and how much alcohol I was drinking was doing more harm than really any good. Like, it was outweighing any good that I could get from almost anything else in my life at that time. And I think that's really been proven, because I'll tell you, I came back and I sent it at that wedding I was talking about. Your boy, I kind of feel like I'm still feeling it. I mean, I've had some good rides since, but yeah, that was, it kind of shattered my next morning, but we still got our ride in. Anyways. And it's that kind of example where sometimes I feel like I it's so hard to not contradict yourself at times or overthink it. So hopefully you guys are still with me on that, because again, I'm not coming from a place where I'm not saying you can't enjoy your life. I'm not saying that you need to be so focused that you can't just have a light laugh or whatever. You know, like I went to that wedding and I really let loose, and it was honestly super fun. It was like the stars aligned at that time of having our kids watched. We were around close friends, very safe environment. And it was just like, this is the time to really, I don't know, if I'm going to let loose, this is it. And it felt really good. But you know, it's crazy how the pendulum swings. For instance, let's talk about just like balance in general. You know, I went and did the double Everest ride, which was insane on a lot of levels. Hopefully you guys love the movie. By the way, the premiere, can we segue into this real quick? The premiere, October 1st. If you are local in the Sacramento area, please come to the Double Everesting movie premiere. We have 30 minutes of the film, which we're going to follow up with a Q&A and a very sick raffle prize that Garmin, Specialized, LEL, and Bear Performance Nutrition have all thrown down on, along with Kinetic. And we're partnered with the Garmin Mashdown Tour. So they're bringing tax trainers for you to demo. And we have a live race announcer, Dave Talley, who announces BWR, is coming out for this. So it's going to be a party. You guys, I'm so excited. And I'm going to tell you right now, we'll announce the prizes next week. But the prizes are going to be sick, like really sick. And it's a minimal raffle. It's just going to be fun. It's a bunch of bike riders getting together, having some awesome beverages, and watching a film that hopefully really inspires them. In fact, I'm going to see my first rough draft after I record this podcast. So hopefully it's sick. And if you can make it October 1st, it starts at 6 p.m. Feel free to reach out if you need any other details. But let's talk about this ride, because it was not a very balanced like couple of weeks. When I set this ride up, I still felt like kind of naive about how much it was really going to take out of me, just energy wise, time wise, commitment wise, because I thought, okay, we have the ride over the course of the weekend, you know, obviously that weekend, I'm just going to be fully occupied. I can't do communications. I can't do anything. And it's just a very short term thing. But the reality is, the week leading up to it, there were so many details because we had a team of five going down and I was managing and taking care of everything from the hotel to our traveling arrangements, making sure that all the food and nutrition, like everything was really coming down for me to organize it. And so the week of, there was a ton of stress in that area. That was also coupled with the reality that I have to go do a 24-hour ride on one of the gnarliest climbs I've ever ridden, period. So there was a lot of anxiety from that too. And so my ability to stay focused at work was really difficult that week. So the week leading up to it was tough. The weekend, I was full game, 100% focused on that ride. And then even the week after, I was so shattered that my ability to think was pretty dang low. I'll just say that. It was so hard for me to get work done over the next few days. And it wasn't until the end of the week where I had somewhat of a productive day. And it wasn't until the following week where I was like, wow, I'm actually kind of back to normal. But also, I'm feeling the impact of not doing the work I was supposed to or would normally do for the daily operations of Dialed Health. You know, that was a 2-week window where the emails suffered. And I hate even saying that, but it's just, again, it's like, this is where, you know, someone says, oh gosh, Derek, you're so balanced. And I'm like, no, I really don't have it figured out. But you think about this whole double Everesting ride and you're like, well, for the benefit of the business long-term, it's a very, very positive thing of what we're doing, but there is a short-term negative impact. And it's like, I had to let that happen. It was a hard decision to make. And even now I am kind of frustrated because there's some emails I'm still following up on where I'm like, oh my gosh, like I'm grateful for people's grace. Seriously. I hate anyone not having a good experience. And I'll tell you, the thing about having a software product is that people are not shy about telling you when they have a bad experience. So it's this crazy combination of coming back from something like this and feeling like you need to catch up, but also just genuinely not having the energy. And I've never been more confident about saying that. It sounds like an excuse, but 27 and a half hours, 200 miles, 60,000 feet climbed. It's like good luck. Like literally you are fighting the universe at that point to assume that you're going to go be productive for a while after. So long story short, that was me having a very unbalanced week. I was not with my family. Obviously, I'm not in church that weekend. I'm not doing anything except this ride. And there's a lot of lingering before and after that it's affecting. But you look at the big picture, I bring it right back and we make the adjustments and we're back cooking. And now we have this huge thing on the resume and something that supports and adds value to the business, to the members. And there's a point to it. And it was something where it made clear sense to say yes, even though I knew it would take me out of balance temporarily. So that is kind of my example for you to understand that there are going to be moments where you have to decide to get off of your normal routine. And that is totally okay. It could be worth it long term, as long as the overall goal still lines up with your true mission. Now, there's one more example I want to give in regards to being more efficient with your time and honestly being willing to change your lifestyle to meet the needs of your goals. Now, I guess there's two things. I'm going to tell you one real quick. You guys, it was so hard to get over the idea that I wasn't going to be a pro racer for enduro. And it was with downhill before that, but enduro was like, you know, the comeback tour, right? It was like me trying to like really put the nail in the coffin. Am I going to do this or not? I had made that 2-year commitment. I said, if I'm not signed with a pro contract by the end of that 2 years, I'm not going to do it. And for me to honestly say, no, it's not going to happen was very difficult, right? So in the process of me training to become that, I wanted to start riding road. I needed to build my engine, build some endurance. So at that time, I made that decision. I literally had a prayer because I wasn't that in the business. Like I knew I wanted to do Dialed Health or something like it, but I wasn't that into it. And I literally had a prayer. I said, God, please make me as passionate about growing my business as I am about mountain biking, because I don't feel like that right now. And I know that mountain biking is not an option for me because you have proven it to me. You know, I did everything I could in this time period. It's plenty of time. If something would have happened, it's like, please help me be as passionate and focused and have the desire to grow my business the way that I love mountain biking, because it feels impossible for me to feel that way. I don't know how I could ever let this go, is how I really felt at the time. And it's insane, but you know, God has totally answered those prayers. You know, I'm actually at a point now where because my lifestyle has gotten so, I guess, so demanding on my time, like I mentioned those riding windows from earlier, you know, it was hard for me to just have till 5 p.m. to go ride my mountain bike. And then it was like noon. And then all of a sudden now, for one, I'm getting more into my own fitness and endurance, but I'm also thinking like, if I have to drive somewhere to ride, which I do, I don't live right by trails. It's like a 20-minute drive minimum for me to go ride my mountain bike. And we all know that's really 30 minutes. It's really more. Maybe there's traffic. You unload, you reload, you do all the things. It takes a while. And I want to go, I want to ride, you know? So I was starting to opt for road rides because, you know, even though I had built some enjoyment to it, it felt like the last resort up until that point. And then it got to the point where I was like, well, shoot, man, if I have 3 hours today on this Saturday, I'm going to ride my bike the entire time and I'm going to ride my road bike from home and I'm going to smash for 3 hours, opposed to loading up my bike, getting a 1.5 hour ride in and kind of rushing and not really, you know, having what I would call a good ride. So I'm going to start having good rides on the road bike. And you guys need to know, when I made that decision, it was because it's all I had because I need to take care of my family. And, you know, that was what our schedule allowed. But I also didn't really like riding my road bike that much. Like I had built a small familiarity with it. I had some experience just using it for training for enduro, but I didn't really like it. I mean, it felt like almost more of a chore, but it also kind of blew off some steam. And it took me a while to really start enjoying and loving the road bike. And you would get these little doses of it. You know, I wasn't as specific about having a prayer like, hey, make me passionate about this like I am about cycling. But it slowly happened over time to where instead of being like, oh gosh, I have to go for a road ride, I'd start to think of the more positive things about it. The fact that, wow, in 3 hours, I can go smash myself and come back feeling the way that I want, which is kind of worn out. And honestly, my wiggles are out. I'm relaxed a little bit at that point. Or at least I'm not pent up. And that's what I wanted to gain from it. But then, you know, you go out and all of a sudden you have a really fun descent. And then maybe you feel really strong on a climb. And then, I don't know, maybe you ride a new road and you have some crazy view you've never seen before. And like all these things kept stacking up to pretty soon where I was like, gosh, I love road riding. Like most days I'd prefer to go ride my road bike, which is, it almost sounds like blasphemy because of my history in mountain biking, but it's truly how I feel. And thankfully, I get to ride my mountain bike like one day a week, which is really good because, you know, to be honest, there's days I wake up and really want a mountain bike and I feel like nothing else could scratch that itch. But the majority of the time now it's for the road bike. And the fact that I'm literally like riding my road bike more than my mountain bike and I'm more passionate about my business than mountain biking, it's not me trying to not love mountain biking, but it's me understanding that these two things support my overall goals more than me going out on a random trail ride does at this point in my life. You know, 10 years ago, it didn't. It was all about riding. And thank God I pursued it because it's put me in this position to have connections that I have now, relationships, and honestly, a lot of bike skill that has helped me stand out even on social media. So it's like using these past skills to help what I'm doing currently has been important. It's because I went all in at that time. You know, don't feel like this is, there's very few things you do in life that are these like lifelong commitments. Hopefully one of them is marriage. Obviously there's crazy stuff that can happen with that. Even tattoos now, dude, I have a client that, dude, he has a whole neck piece completely removed. You'd never know he had tattoos. So it's just, it's wild to me when people get so far ahead of themselves and they think, oh my gosh, like, you know, if I say no to rafting, then this is how my life is going to be for the rest of my life. And I don't want to live like this. And maybe it's not worth it. And I don't want to pursue this thing. And it's like, calm down, like literally calm down. Like you listen, you can't do it this year. You can't do it next year. You may not be able to do it in the next 5 years, but are you saying you really just can't do it, period? No, like think logically about this. This is a very short time in your life where you have to say yes or no to specific things. And for one, your taste can change. The thing that fulfills you can change, which is crazy to think about. I know that if you are 60 listening to this, you're probably thinking, oh gosh, just wait to see how different you're going to be at my age or yada, yada. And it's so true. It's amazing to think about how much you can like love culture and I'm talking about culture as like, I think of action sports culture. You know, I used to be so obsessed with action sports culture and now it's like, I don't care as much. And right now I'm currently so obsessed with cycling culture, like just all things bike. So it's really interesting how it can shift. And the fact that I'm as passionate about my business as I used to be about racing and mountain biking blows my mind. The fact that I love riding my road bike blows my mind. And the way that they support each other and my overall goals is, you know, I can say it's like, it just happened, but I was very intentional. Like I was open to it, but it's exactly what I wanted. You know, you want the end result, but you don't want to have to go through the process of getting there. And it's just interesting how things like that become worth it. So I guess the whole point of this, guys, is to say less is more. You know, finding balance is more about subtraction than addition. You want to try and get to the root of certain issues because you can't always just keep adding. Okay. So for me, like, instead of adding some more training, I just had to take away more alcohol. Okay. So think about that as well. That's the subtraction. And you have to be clear on what it is that you actually want to accomplish. What is your North Star? What are these main pillars of your life that you can judge everything against and determine whether or not it's a yes or whether or not it's a no? Does it support these things that are important to me or does it not? Based off of that evaluation, it should be very clear to you. And then the last thing I'm going to say is just be open and willing to the process. I think that's something about that prayer that kind of stands out to me, even in hindsight, where I'm like, wow, like I did not feel like I could love anything as much as I love mountain biking from like a tangible business work perspective, but I wanted to, and I was willing to let something go for the benefit of my own life for a bigger purpose. So it's kind of trippy to even think about, but it is true. And it can happen if you're open to it. It's like even me making the transition in a road, it's such a better fit for my lifestyle. And over time I've genuinely grown to love it. Like, thank God. Like, literally. I mean, dude. I mean, yeah, it would suck. If I really hated it still, that would be a bummer. But I'd be surprised, especially when you talk about sports like this, that you don't gain some appreciation for something that you spend that much time doing. So keep that all in mind, you guys. I hope this makes a big impact on your week. And it was fun recording this podcast. You know, by the way, I want to do longer podcast episodes. I mentioned this when we first came back, but 30 minutes is genuinely all I can afford for the production team at the moment. And I think we're going to get bigger, you know, with sponsors coming in. That kind of is already changing things on the back end in a good way, but I'm trying to not get ahead of myself. So the goal moving forward is to stick a little bit tighter to my 30 minute time window that I can afford and make it the most impactful 30 minutes of your week. And so if you have any specific topics that you want to hear, please let me know. I love doing solo episodes. I think it's a great way to connect with the Dialed Fam community, but we will have other guests on in the future. And that's it. I'm just pumped about what's going on. You know, it's cool to do an episode like this and try and share some value, but it's a lot of reflection on my end. And even now, thinking about what we're going to do with the business moving forward and some plans and ideas that we have, of course, execution is everything, but it's really, really cool, man. I feel like it took a while this year to kind of find the next level of Dialed Health. And I think we're getting really close. So anyways, you guys, thank you so much. Please go to dialedhealth.com and get yourself a membership if you have not done it also. And most importantly, use it and go get results. Start moving forward. I'll see you guys next Monday.